great He made. Down from the region of glory sent, shepherds go worship the babe in the manger. Oh,
We have come together as the family of God in our Heavenly Father's presence to celebrate the great joy and mystery of Christmastide. In this service, we hear and receive the good news of God's love for us from the creation story, the birth of Christ, and his astounding and everlasting love for us. We offer to God our thanksgiving in the joyful singing of hymns and carols. As we gather together in the name of Christ, we pray for the world he came to save, for the church, that it may be enabled in our generation to surrender anew to God's holy wisdom and bear the good news of God's love to a needy world. For the world, which is already Christ's, that all its people may recognize their responsibility for its future and may be inspired by the message of Christmas to work together for the establishment of justice, freedom, and peace everywhere. We remember all in special need, the cold, the hungry and the oppressed, the sick, and those who mourn, the lonely and the unloved, the aged and the little children, the anxious and the fearful, that the peace and light of the Christ child may bring hope and healing to all who sit in darkness. We commend all whom we love and those who have asked for our prayers to the unfailing mercy of our Heavenly Father, and say together, as Christ himself taught us, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who have sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I will be reading Genesis 1, 1-5, and 14 through 18 from the Inclusive Bible. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. But the earth became chaos and emptiness, and darkness came over the face of the deep. Yet the Spirit of God was brooding over the surface of the waters. Then God said, Light, be, and light was. God saw that light was good, and God separated light from darkness. God called the light day and the darkness night. Evening came and morning followed, the first day. Then God said, Now let there be lights in the expanse of the sky. Separate day from night. Let them mark the signs and seasons, days and years, and serve as luminaries in the sky, shedding light on earth. So it was. God made the two great lights, the greater one to illuminate the day, and a lesser to illuminate the night. God made the stars as well, placing them in the expanse of the sky to shed light on the earth, to govern both day and night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that this was good.
Our Savior, my deep, our God, that made the mountains rise, the spread of glory, seas of gold, and you of these skies. Our Savior, reading Psalm 148 from Jim Cotter's work with the Psalms. This is neither a translation or a paraphrase, but an unfolding in prayer, as he says. Jim Cotter was a Welsh pastor and mystic and lover of the text. Praise to the transfiguring God, whose touch transforms and renews. Let the alleluias ring out in the darkness that dazzles with unfathomable light. Let the people of the way sing their praise, alive in the communion and mystery of love. The threads binding this extraordinary love are gossamer and golden, invisible and strong, reaching out to connect all creation forever, from amoeba to human, from atom to brain. So diverse and complex is this web that we share, so many forms to name and delight in, we must needs choose to focus our praise, our voices finding words for those who are silent. Let the sun and the moon and the stars and the earth and the ocean give praise. We are bound with them. They belong with us. All change. Must it be to decay? The mountains leveled to plains are changed. The ocean's bed buckles to rise from the sea. The rivers carry silt and make the vales fertile. The snows melt to release the spring. Praise to the transforming God whose touch transforms and renews. Seeds yield their life in the darkness of earth. The flowers, the fruits, the grains all grow. Some change in the earth to be seen only at harvest, their abundance deepening our sense of well-being. The worms and the parasites hidden from view all work their mysterious ways, puzzling destruction a prelude to life, a transformation that stuns us to silence. All is changed and may seem to be lost, and we too know death and decline. Yet working within us, unnoticed, unseen, is the thread that binds and transforms. Praise, praise above all that is no is transformed into yes. Yes to the God in whom we belong together in the dance of delight. Praise to the transfiguring God, whose touch transforms and renews.
Thank you. Isaiah 11, 1 through 9. Then a shoot will sprout from the stump of Jesse. From Jesse's roots, a branch will blossom. The Spirit of Yahweh will rest on you, a spirit of wisdom and understanding, a spirit of counsel and strength, a spirit of knowledge and reverence for Yahweh. You will delight in obeying Yahweh, and you won't judge by appearances or make decisions by heresy. You will treat poor people with fairness and will uphold the rights of the lands downtrodden. With a single word, you will strike down tyrants. With your decrees, you will execute evil people. Justice will be the belt around this your waist. Faithfulness will gird you up. Then the wolf will dwell with the lamb, and the leopard will lie down with the young goat, and the calf and the lion cub will graze together, and a little child will lead them. The cow will feed with the bear. Their young will lie down together. The lion will eat hay like the ox. The baby will play next to the den of the cobra, and the toddler will dance over the viper's nest. There will be no harm, no destruction anywhere in my holy mountain. For as water fills the sea, so the land will be filled with knowledge of Yahweh.
And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judah and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spoke out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. Whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there will be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations will call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy. And he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house.
It's time for our children to come forward. So the children that are singing this morning, could you come up here first, please? So if you're planning to sing.
Thank you. I am reading Luke 2, verses 1 to 7 from the Holy Bible. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to his own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judah, to David, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
Some respect in the A gospel reading from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 2. Now when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler who will govern my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child. And when you have found him, bring me word that I too may come and worship him." When they had heard the king, they went their way, and lo, the star which they had seen in the east went before them till it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy, and going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him.
Oh, Philippians 2:1-11. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in the very nature of God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, and even death on a cross. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God.
Thank you. John 1, 1 to 14. At the beginning, there was wisdom, and wisdom was with God and was saturated with transcendence. Wisdom was present at the very beginning of creation. All things, without exception, came into being through wisdom. Wisdom was infused with life, and from that life emerged enlightened human consciousness. Light continues to shine forth in the darkness, and the darkness has not been able to extinguish it. John was a person sent from God to reflect the light, so that everyone might be enveloped in its glow. John was not a light source, but came in order to mirror its luminosity. The true source of light, which illuminates human consciousness, was coming into the world. It was in the world, this world that owes its very being to the light, but the world could not perceive it. It radiated in our own midst, but we could not discern it. Those who could discern were given the power to become transcendent beings, capable of reflecting the life light. So they were no longer reducible to flesh and blood and human will, but came to be clothed in transcendence. So the wisdom life light took on flesh and took up residence within us. We have glimpsed its magnificence, radiating like a peerless child of the cosmos, abundant with graciousness and truthfulness.
Join me in prayer. We have been people waiting. Waiting for new life, for hope, for the birth of Jesus to come and restore our hearts, redeem our brokenness. God, you remind us that even now, in the face of hatred and warring, no atrocity is too terrible to stop it, no Herod strong enough, no hurt deep enough, no curse shocking enough, no disaster shattering enough. Christ comes and enters into our lives. Every time we see God in other people, every time the holy and human meet in Bethlehem or Washington or Goshen, Christ comes, and we are not alone. God is with us. A Savior has been born, one who comes to lift the burden from our shoulders, one who comes to wipe the tears from our eyes, one who comes to mend the pieces and bring new life. So this morning, we come with gratitude for the way you persistently entered the human story with your very body, in the darkness of the stable, amidst the songs of angels and rush of shepherds. Christ comes. And now the work of Christmas begins, to find the lost, to heal the broken, to feed the hungry, to release the prisoner, to rebuild the nations, to bring peace among the people, and to make music in the heart. Amen.
Hebrews 1:1-12. Long ago, God spoke to our ancestors in many and various ways by the prophets. But in these last days, God has spoken to us by a Son, whom God appointed heir of all things, through whom he also created the worlds. He is the reflection of God's glory and the exact imprint of God's very being, and he sustains all things by his powerful word. When he had made purification for sins, he sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high, having become as much superior to angels as the name he has inherited is more excellent than theirs. The Son is superior to the angels, for to which the angels of God ever say, "You are my Son, today I have begotten you," or again, "I will be his father and he will be my son." And again, when he brings the firstborn into the world, God says, "Let all God's angels worship him." Of the angels, he says, "He makes his angels winds and his servants flames of fire." But of the Son, he says, "Your throne, O God, forever and ever, and the righteous scepter is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness beyond your companions. And in the beginning, Lord, you founded the earth, and the heavens are the work of your hands. They will perish, but you remain. They will all wear out like clothing. Like a cloak, you will roll them up, and like clothing, they will be changed. But you are the same, and your years will never end."
Number 117.
Thank you.
Again, in the words of Ann Richardson, O my soul, this is your work, to light the candles, set the tables, prepare the room, lay the feast, pour the wine, welcome the guests, and bless in your innermost being and celebrate with your deepest delight the lovers and friends, families and kin, and all who dare to cast their lot together. O my soul, bless.